Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Gleb Sapirsky is here. Gleb is the author of Never Go With Your Gut, How Pioneering Leaders Make the Best Decisions and Avoid Business Disasters. He's a cognitive scientist, neuroscientist, an expert in behavioral economics and decision-making, and that's the basis for his book. He's the CEO of Disaster Avoidance Experts. Gleb, thanks again for being here. You were telling us a little bit about cognitive bias when we went to the break, and folks, just remember, cognitive bias is where we have it in our head that things are a certain way, and we probably, because it's cognitive and it's a bias, we probably don't realize that it's affecting our decision-making. Would that be a fair statement, Gleb?
Well, that's an absolutely accurate statement. So, as I was saying just before we left for the break, one of the things that we need to all identify is which cognitive biases we are most prone to. Mm-hmm. Now, I, for example, know that what's one of the biggest ones for me is the optimism bias, where I tend to have too high expectations about myself, about other people, about the future.
You give the future and people more, maybe a little more credit than they deserve. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yep,
go ahead.
That's exactly right. And you know, I tend to think the grass is greener on the other side of the hill when it's too often yellow. And this is, of course, it helps motivate me to do some things, but it causes me to make a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a big problem. And of course, this is one of the reasons why a lot of entrepreneurs, people don't become entrepreneurs if they're not optimistic. But as I'm sure a lot of people who listen to your show know, about half of all startups fail within the first 5 years, about two-thirds of them fail within the first 10 years, and about three-quarters fail within the first 15 years.
Yeah.
That's been the case for a long time. And one of the biggest reasons they fail is because of cognitive biases, such as the optimism bias. Because entrepreneurs, I mean, three-quarters within 15 years fail because entrepreneurs don't account for all the decision-making errors and because they tend to go with their gut so much. And I know one of the things we talked about during the break was about the role of experience in gut reactions. And actually, our experience causes us to be even worse sometimes at making the right decisions.
But if you fail, see, one of the things the reason I think that never is a strong word is the first title of your book, Gleb, is because I have, my gut is informed by mistakes I have already made, which probably told me that I was being cognitively biased. In other words, part of my gut is saying to me, okay, dude, you're prone to optimism. You got to back off a little bit. My point is, that's what my gut is. My gut is not always telling me to my gut is where the real world lives, really, more than anything. The real world lives there because that's where my mistakes lie and the mistakes I see other people make. What do you think?
I think that what you're talking about here is not a gut reaction. You're talking about a healthy learned mental instinct. So I'll give you an example.
Right.
As babies, we ate with our hands, right? Right now, it will be very weird if you eat, steak with your hands. You know, there are some foods that we still eat with our hands, pizza and so on. If you eat pizza with a fork and knife, you're kind of weird. So.
Right.
But right now, you learned to eat with your fork and knife. So it kind of went from that gut reaction, instinct, natural, primitive state to that civilized, new mental habit state. And that is one example where you changed your mental habits. You're not going with your gut. You're going with a learned, civilized mental habit. So when you learn from mistakes, you change your natural, intuitive gut reactions. Gut reactions refer to our inborn instincts. What's there when we were kids? You know, you see our instincts, those were the inborn things. That's gut reactions. What you're talking about, learning from mistakes, that's not about your gut. I mean, you may call it your gut, but that's not what people refer to or research refers to as the gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually
when I think of a gut, when you say gut reaction, that sounds like I'm shooting from the hip. That sounds like I'm being a foolhardy. When I talk about gut, I don't mean that's not what I mean by that. I don't mean I'm being foolhardy. When I talk about the gut, I'm talking about where my experiences live. But let me ask you a question. Would you agree or disagree that sometimes you have to allow for the human spirit and not as much analysis? In other words, as I've said before on this show, there have been times when the analysis said that I shouldn't do something, but I believed in myself enough that I thought I could make it happen, and I did. Now, I I'm not saying I was always right, but can't we – I mean, it can't always be about the analysis and the research, can it? Sometimes you have to believe in yourself. Am I wrong about that?
Well, what happens when you believe in yourself when going against analysis is that you're much more likely to be wrong. Here's what I mean. We know that of all the enterprises that succeed, people go ahead, they take high risks, and they very often fail. So there's going to be, one out of 100 situation where people succeed and 99 of them fail. You happen to have succeeded, Jim. There are 99 other versions of Jim who have failed, who took the same risk. Now, do you want to be in that one version that succeeded at the risk of 99% failing? Or do you want to make an analysis and say, hey, 99% chance of failure, I can still believe in myself and try it out.
I will tell you this, the other option, if I hadn't gone forward and believed in myself, the other option was to go get a job, and that really wasn't an option for me. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Dr. Gleb Sapirsky. The book is called Never Go With Your Gut. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.